Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You make a podcast with a microphone. Is it work or is it no work?
It's working.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You like to do the screwy with me micro?
I've never ever screwed with your microphone.
All the time?
Never.
Doing screwy with me micro. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
No.
What?
Just a very calm show this week.
Oh, you're just going to not say anything?
Yeah, Sheena Uninterrupted this week.
Oh, cool. Okay, if you are brand new here, thank you for joining us. This is not typical of our normal show because apparently there will be zero interruptions.
I'm just going to play Sudoku the whole episode.
Are you for real? Are you really checking your emails?
No, I'm playing Sudoku. That's what I do. When you accuse me of...
If you're
not
new
grog
here,
behavior.
Hit that subscribe button because we are looking to grow this channel.
And if you're in your car listening to the podcast in audio version, just poke a passenger
follow.
In the head and say, follow. Just poke something. Something top right corner, poke it.
There's a follow button on your Spotify or Apple. They can follow us.
Oh, they can?
Yes,
you know, I heard something like 80% of people that listen to podcasts don't follow the podcast they listen to.
Yep.
So how does that work?
You just
even?
Cross your fingers and hope they come back next season or next week.
That's what you do?
I keep reminding them to follow, but
we
I think
do this
they're
once
getting annoyed
a week.
With me.
Once a week.
We do. Every Tuesday we have new episodes
That's not
come
true.
Out.
We do this randomly during the week, but you get it every Tuesday.
Yes, you get
this
new episodes.
This is not live.
No. Though people have asked us if we would consider doing it while live on a...
Oh, where? In which city? I'm down. Book
no,
a theater, I'm
no,
coming.
No, not yet. We are nowhere near that.
Why?
One day we will do that.
Why
like
can't
a
we
live
do it next
show?
Week?
Because we're not ready there.
Why?
For that.
It's the same thing. Just people will be sitting. What's the difference?
Because sometimes you say things that make me so uncomfortable
yeah,
that I have to
we'll give
cut
you a
them
vomit
out.
Bucket. It's fine. You can still cut it out. Just the people in the room will hear it.
I'm afraid of what will happen in that case.
What's the difference if you do it live on your phone? On your phone, if you do it live, you'll have more people than fit in the theater.
Yeah, we're not there yet either.
Okay, I'm going to go live on my phone.
No,
you don't have to participate. I'm just going to give the people a taste of the
medicine. You can't go live right
Why?
Now because
Why?
We're not prepared.
I'm prepared.
No, there's nothing.
I feel fine. I don't prepare for anything. Why would I prepare for this?
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Wait, in the middle of this show, you just want to go live now?
No, I'm just playing Sudoku, I told you.
Stop playing Sudoku.
Okay, it's your turn.
To do what?
I don't know. I'm going live. Don't trouble me. I'm on the internet. I'm on TikTok.
We're going to lose our listeners.
Why did you vacuum yourself down there in New York? I just saw that video. That's such a weird thing you did. And then you put on the internet, you're saying you're not ready to go live. You're the one doing zoo inside the things, like when you're... Did you pee
just,
a little? Were you
no,
drying your underwear?
No, I was just... That's a little trick I have, a little hack I have. If you don't want to take off your like dress because it has a little crease but you need to iron it, you could just use your
hair dryer.
Hair dryer.
to just iron it.
Yes, but I didn't want to take off the dress. We were running out of time.
Were you wearing such a fancy dress? Do tell.
So that's actually what I wanted to talk about this week. We had a crazy week.
I didn't.
I did.
You did. I went for 2 days. You left the whole, I don't know where you were. I came down on Monday, boom, gone.
I left on Sunday.
I know. I was looking for you. I thought you just went out. Woke up, no one's there. Looked around, still nobody's there.
You thought I just left on Sunday night.
I didn't know where you went.
Like went out with some friends and never came home?
Yeah.
And you didn't call to check on me.
Why would I call to check? I figured
you called me on Tuesday.
I thought you woke up on a roof somewhere on a mattress.
Isn't that when you would call the police?
No way. You would ruin your night? Why would I ruin your night?
If I don't come home all night.
You didn't text me saying I'm kidnapped, send help.
If I don't come home all night,
yeah.
You won't send someone after me?
No, I checked your location.
Where was I?
I don't know, LA. I was confused. I threw my phone on the floor and I went back to sleep. I said I'm hallucinating again.
So I did go to LA.
You did.
I flew to LA for 24 hours.
Boy, your arms must have been tired.
Oh my God.
You know?
I did not fly. I actually got into a plane.
Oh.
I flew to LA for 24 hours. Yes.
You changed something.
What?
Remember I was dancing in the other episode to block your camera?
Yeah.
Now you moved your camera, I noticed.
Yeah.
You moved it over there.
Here. I can't reach.
I cannot reach. Wait. Can I reach? Do you think it's obstructing the view? I'm going to open my only foot on this page. Only foot.
Put your feet down.
Look at my socks. I have pink flamingos.
I'm trying to make this show better, not worse.
If I show my 10 on 10 feet, the subscriptions will skyrocket because the only place you get this level of goods for free will be this page. But I will not do that.
You're literally just showing people your toes.
The whole foot. No, no, I'm not teasing them. I'm going to give them the full what they came for.
Okay, you're outrageous. I'm trying to make the show better, you know?
The show cannot get better. It can only get more popular.
Okay.
It's already the best it can be. It's the number one show you're listening to right now, people. You know that.
How come you stopped saying that?
I just said it.
I know, but
how can you say someone you stop saying that when they just say something?
But you stopped for a little
while. It's like ordering tofu and saying, how come you never order tofu? Okay. Like, I bloody just ordered tofu.
But you stopped for a while.
Because it wasn't the number one show I was listening to.
Really?
Yeah.
You were listening to 2-3 shows at the same time? At the same time.
Same time. I have 2 iPhones and an iPod and I play 3 episodes at once.
Okay.
That's just how my brain works.
But now you're back to this one.
Just this one.
Okay.
I listened to it 3 times.
Cool.
1X, 1.25X, and 1.5X.
Oh.
Because I like to know what's coming.
You're the one who recorded it.
Yeah, but I don't know what you and the editors do. They cut things, do this, do that.
That we do.
So what did you do in LA?
So while I was in LA, I did a photo shoot with this cool group of girls.
They're gonna say cool camera.
A photo shoot with a cool camera. The cameraman was really cool. He was amazing. I always love it. Huh?
Did he have any piercings?
Not that I remember. Like nothing wild and out of the blue. But I always remember more than like the experience itself, I remember the people that I was working with. And to me, that defines like how much fun or not fun that experience was. And this particular experience was really, really awesome because of the people that were part of it. There were Indian clothes involved.
Ooh.
It was really, really fun. I had 3 different outfits, 3 different looks. And these women that I was shooting with, they were so awesome. They were just like so supportive.
If they were not, would you say it?
No, then I wouldn't say anything.
Would you be like, 2 of them were so good, but no. That one, my God, do I wish I never see her face again.
No, they were just, you know, when women get together and they're just like happy to be in each other's presence, happy
like
to be
tickles,
in each other's.
Tickling and feather fighting pillows
like
that. No,
but like somebody walks out and they're like, wow, girl, you look good. Nobody was sitting there feeling like insecure.
No one was
about
like, ha ha ha,
ha,
your skirt looks stupid on you.
Nobody said that.
Oh, that's too bad. That would have been fun.
But that's one thing that I really truly love about like, and I'm feeling that as I get older, I'm much more comfortable in my skin and
just wearing clothes that
it felt
you don't
like
put
these women were also very comfortable in their skin. And I just think that it's these moments and this journey is so much more fun when you're with people like that, like minded.
Yeah.
And then the photographer was also amazing. He was like, can I suggest something that's like really crazy and like completely out of your like plan. And his idea was awesome. And so
what was it?
Can he brought in a ladder. He made one of us stand on a ladder. It was really fun. Goodness.
Was it the little one?
No,
it wasn't. Did he take the shortest one and say, I have a brilliant idea. You stand on a stool.
No, you perfect, should add perfect. Dimension.
Dimension. It's true. Adding height. Hey, you in the flat, stand on this ladder. Genius. Photograph. Photog, you're a genius.
You just had to be there, but it was really fun.
I love when you call photographers photogs.
I never said that.
No, but I've heard it.
Nobody says yes. That. Photogs.
In the comments. Nobody leave says a message that. If you've heard, hey, that photog is so good.
It's going to be crickets no, in photog. The comments.
People say photog.
Put a cricket if you have no idea what he's talking
and about. And if you're a photog, put two cameras. Two camera emojis. Put a camera emoji for every time someone's called you a photog. No, yeah.
Nobody
says. That's like people named Christopher and they call them Topher.
Who does that?
See, you don't know, but there's so many Tophers out there.
There's no Topher. Nobody's ever called me Ina.
That you don't have one of those names that gets shortened.
Okay, like Thomas?
Like William.
Tom, that's Bill or Will?
Or Liam.
No, that's a different name.
No. No, you don't know that Liam is the second half of William. No. Yes.
Yes, it is. But nobody ever goes by Liam if they're William.
They do.
They go by Will or Bill.
No, they go by Liam.
No, they do not.
Richard.
That's the craziest.
They go by Hard.
No.
They do. No, they do. They go by Rick or Hard. What is wrong with you? They don't go by Hard?
No.
What do they go by? Limp? What is so funny?
So then I left California.
You know, there are certain Thomases that go by Tom.
Yes, but they don't go by Mass.
They go by Tom.
But they don't go by Mass.
They go Omas.
They don't go by Omas.
Homa.
They don't go by Omas.
Homa. No, just the middle. You should use the middle of your name.
That's really weird. Nobody does that.
We should do that. I'm going to start calling you Hen. Heen.
Why?
Een.
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 You're just going to call me Een.
Een.
Okay.
So you left LA, took a few photos and a ladder, yeah. And then...
I did not stand on the ladder.
Yeah, because you were, I know, you took the high heels.
I took the really high heels. Yeah, so
you didn't
really
have
high.
To get support for your height.
Then I went to New York.
Yes.
And you met me there.
But not, you got there Wednesday. The day I found out you were missing. You were already in New York.
Tuesday you back found on out I was missing.
Tuesday I found out, but then, with time difference. And then Wednesday, where were you?
That's not a time difference.
Yeah, yeah, you were in LA time Tuesday. It was already Wednesday here when I found you.
Okay. That's really very strange that you only found me on Wednesday. Like, that's questionable.
After midnight, so kind of like
questionable.
Tuesday.
Like,
suspect.
Very suspect.
I was suspecting you were gone. Mm-hmm. And then I realized you weren't home.
On Wednesday.
Tuesday night, Wednesday, yeah. The kids are kept me very busy.
Yeah. They are a full-time job.
They are.
All of their stuff, their yep. activities, and their driving, and their
it was
pickups.
Fun. So what you did Wednesday, bro?
Wednesday was really fun. So
I wasn't even there.
You were there.
Oh, Tuesday, what you did?
Tuesday, I got in really late and I went to sleep. I stayed up till, like, I don't know, 2 a.m. reading my book.
Nice.
I'm obsessed with this book.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You like books where people do things to each other and there's dragons around.
Oh, my God.
Do they do things to each other?
They kill each other.
Also?
No, they kill each other.
Did that girl have some... partners with whom she does puzzle work?
No.
You're lying.
I'm not.
Her sister told her even you can go do puzzles, but not with the level one people.
Only with the level one people.
Oh, only with the level ones.
Yes.
And she did?
No.
She didn't?
She didn't.
Just with her dragon.
She didn't do anything with her dragon.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Can we just move on from my book? I'm just really into this book. And so I was up late reading my book because I knew I didn't have to get up early the next morning.
And then Wednesday, I found you in New York.
Yeah.
Just sitting by the side of the road.
No.
There was a rat.
No.
There was a cup involved.
Wednesday. So we were invited to New York with the AHA, the American Heart Association. The American Heart Association. So there was a private event happening Wednesday night.
That was fun.
That was fun. I got to sing my song.
You better. You were a highlight of the evening. Well, there were some speeches.
For you and for me, I was a highlight of the evening.
No, like literally that was on the menu of the day. It's not like you sang in a corner. They put you on the same stage where all the speeches were being given, where the recipients of their awards received their awards. And to close out the ceremony, they invited you to sing Better.
People who have been watching us for a long time know that we love the work that the AHA does. And so we've done a few lives with them where we've done fundraising. And it's really special to be able to give back to them in this way, where I got to share some of my feelings for people like them who just do things in the world that make it better. And that's the whole point of that song. That's why it was written. People who just leave a really nice, powerful impact on the world. And so it was really, really cool to be able to sing that song for them.
Can you sing one line in it?
In every way with you, they really broke the mold.
That's enough. That's me.
Somehow you do, it can't be done.
See, I'm making an emoji face popular.
My world is richer living in your heart of gold.
This is all for me.
Yes.
So why you told them it's for them?
With every word I'll tell unfold.
This sounds more like something you would sing for me than for a nonprofit organization. I'm just saying.
Yes.
It's not like a thing.
But I was very,
what mold did they break as a company? Come on.
I was very inspired by the work that was
You're like, where have I seen this type of love? And you're like, oh, yes, in my own home.
Yeah.
And then you wrote the song for me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
And then we came home. Finished.
No. Then we went then to the next night, we went to the Red Dress Collection. We also went to the TikTok offices and we played a little game there. That was super fun. Met some
called Turn on the TikTok. That was a fun game.
No, we met some really amazing creators. We got to spend the day with them. We played this game with them and then we all got ready and went to the Red Dress Collection event that night. I put
and
my
you
dress.
Almost went.
I almost went with my dress on sideways.
Do other people do this, where they just put the zip on the side and they hope for the best?
There are some dresses that have the zip at the back. There's some dresses that have the zip at the side. I chose wrong.
You put it on the side. The thing was fully crooked, and you're like, oh, there's a slit right down the middle.
But
the thing is crooked.
I didn't.
Then you took your vacuum cleaner and started cleaning. I don't know what you were doing. That's where we started the episode. And then you're like, wait, this seems like a really, really weird way to wear the dress. And then you said, hey, let me turn
no,
it.
No, no.
And then you just like,
I turned it first.
Did you put moisturizer before? How did you just shimmy the dress like that?
That's where the like the cups went in the right spot. All of a sudden they like clicked into place.
But is it normal to just rotate a dress like this? Like, don't you need to be like slithery if you want to do that?
Slithery is not a word.
You're a Slytherin. That's how you did it. You're also doing in my ear at night. Now it's all coming together.
Sure, I'm a snake.
Yes, it's Slytherin. No, not a snake. I just a parcel.
Done. Listen, I can guarantee you, if any woman saw that video, they can relate in some way, shape, or form. They have had a moment where it's been a skirt or it's been a top.
Won't that like chafe your skin?
No, the inside of the dress was soft. Moisturizer. No, you don't have to put moisturizer. Okay. So I put my dress on sideways, and he thought it was hilarious, and he whipped out his phone.
I've never like put on my shirt with one sleeve coming out the front and one coming out the back, buttoning on the side of my ribs.
Because your shirt always goes on the exact same way. Women's clothes don't go on the exact same way every time.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like a tube.
Yeah, that's easy then anyway.
Because sometimes the tube has like, you know, designs or ruching or something on one side.
Did you say ruching?
Yeah, ruching.
I don't know what that is.
Ruching, when it gathers. Oh. My dress had ruching. And I realized that the ruching was on the wrong side. And then the ruching on the back, there was ruching on the back and that was on the side. And then I realized, oh, shoot, this is on the wrong side.
Yeah. And then we went home?
No, then we went to the gala, the event. Yes. We walked the red carpet. That was super fun. I had a good night with you.
Every time you walked the red carpet.
Actually, I barely saw you that night.
Where were you?
You were.
I was sitting with the other people in the corner.
No, you were. Every time I looked for you, you were gone. You were like mingling with other people.
Oh, just Scotty from Suits. Because she's my new best friend.
Abigail.
Yeah.
Abigail Spencer.
Yes.
You call her Scotty.
Yeah.
When I told you, oh, look, it's that girl from Suits that we like, Scotty. I was like,
who's that beautiful woman? She looks like someone I know. She's quirky.
When I called her Scotty, you said, don't do that.
Because I didn't know who it was.
Now you call her Scotty. You guys are on a first name TV basis.
No, now I call her Abby.
Abigail.
No.
Abby.
Abigail is for people that don't know her. I call her Abby.
She was very sweet.
She was very nice. You know, I gave her a compliment. She was one of the few. Now, I'm not knocking anyone else. There were a lot of celebrities there who probably had many things happening at the same time.
Yeah.
But she made it a point to walk around and say hello to whoever wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
And I think we do a pretty good job of doing the same thing. Like if we're out and someone wants to say hello.
Sure.
And most of the time someone is saying, hey, you've brought me joy of some sort.
I love hearing that. So sweet. Yeah, I love hearing that from people. Yeah.
So she was really sweet.
She was.
It was fine.
She really did.
You didn't get to meet your
girl
crush, unfortunately, who did have to run away.
She did have to run.
But maybe she'll hear this.
She was incredible. So as part of the Red Dress Collection, if you don't know what this is a night where the American Heart Association really just puts all of their efforts into highlighting the work that they do, the reason that they do it. And they do it for this totally amazing night in, they bring in women, they'd have this fashion show, they bring women in, celebrities of all kinds, from actresses to philanthropists, like all kinds of women. And they come in red dresses, these beautiful red gowns, and they walk on the stage. But the night is also about entertainment, and so they always have this one or two marquee musicians that come and do a little like intimate concert. And this year there were two women, but the second one was Sarah Bareilles. And I don't know if you guys know her, but she has she has this way of like telling stories in her music. And that's sort of what I love to do in my music. And she's got a couple of songs that for sure you would have known, you would know. But there is one song, and I told you this before the night even started.
She sang it.
I hope she sings the song from her musical, Waitress. And it's called She Used to Be Mine. It is one of my favorite songs of all time. As she sang it, it reminded me again just how much I love it. So it's called She Used to Be Mine. It's from her musical, Waitress. And what I loved most about Sarah Bareilles is she's such a powerhouse, but she's so understated. Like, she doesn't come out there and like, I don't know, her demeanor, everything. She's so humble. She's so poised. She's so graceful. I loved her interaction with the crowd. She told stories. And even when she was singing that song, the one that made her super famous or popular. I'm not gonna write you a love song because you asked for it. Like, how many times has she had to sing that song? Probably hundreds and hundreds of times. Even her approach, do you remember what she said? She said, singing this song, it's not gotten old. It's not gotten boring. It's like saying hi to an old friend. Yeah. This is the friend that took me around the world. This is the friend that, you know, introduced me to so many people. Like, I just loved her attitude, her approach. And I find it so, like, it's so refreshing to hear when a musician truly understands what it is that connected them to their people.
It sounds very grateful.
Yes, it sounds very, very grateful. Exactly. So anyway, she finished with this one song that I absolutely adore. And if you ever get an opportunity to see this musical, it's called Waitress. It is so touching. The music itself within this work is just beautiful. So anyway, I just loved that song. I'm glad you got to hear
her sing it live, because I think she does a great job. And if you go to see her in concert or something else, it'd be a much larger venue. This was at the Lincoln Center in New York, so it's like more intimate, mm-hmm. and we had great seats, mm-hmm. and you actually were on the stage with her at the end of the show as she was walking by, mm-hmm. to leave. And you chickened out to tap her on the shoulder and say, hey, I love your music.
I didn't chicken out. But just looked like she had to go. And I don't like to...
I forgot you read minds. So while I was hanging out with my friend Abby, chatting with her, who also probably had to go. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? You're a great actor.
I wish, like, you know what?
You didn't even say...
I wish I could have said...
You could have just said... To her. Your music has made an impact on me. But no. Instead, you're like, go. You probably need to pay your parking. Please leave. I don't want you to get a metered ticket.
You know, she had been on stage for like an hour.
Yes, I know. An extra 10 seconds with you would have really busted her night. That's the difference between me and you. I leap. I don't care. I take the chances. I don't want to regret anything.
Yeah.
I'll put bandages after if I need to.
Yeah.
You regret after.
I don't regret.
You just said, rewind the tape. Oh, I wish I would have said it. That's called regret, bro. Look it up. Okay, but before you go, I'll let you sing Waitress, and then hopefully someone listening is like, hey, I know Sarah. And then they'll send it to her.
Maybe.
Probably. You have a lot of fans.
That would make me really, really happy.
Yeah, if she gets to hear you sing for her. That being said, why is heart disease the number one killer of women? Do women even know this?
I don't know.
I don't think women understand this, that the number one killer of women is heart disease. And the dumbest thing that I learned this weekend, which is kind of really annoying, I don't remember the exact percentage, but way less women get CPR when they collapse.
Yeah.
Okay, like before we tell people why, because this is the dumbest thing.
It really, but think about it. Like if you don't know what's happening, and you've never been told what's happening, then you might be a little apprehensive.
It's the same if a guy falls down.
Yeah, so
you don't know.
Maybe those people would be less likely to help anyway
because they're apprehensive. No, because we're saying in the exact same situation,
less women
get help.
Yeah.
And the reason, now obviously you don't know exactly what the reason is, but the expected reason why people won't go, we're not talking about helping them. They're laying on the floor. They're not breathing anymore. People have gone that far to figure that out.
Yeah.
But they don't do chest compressions on them.
Because they don't want
to touch their
chest. Because
they have
breasts. Because they don't want
to touch their chest. They're nervous to touch their chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is not a breast.
No.
The person's dead.
Yeah. If they.
It's a carcass.
Yeah. So if they are
If you want it to be a breast, you have to do compressions. Okay. Do the friggin' compressions. It was so, it made me angry when I heard that.
Yes.
And it let someone die because you're nervous. Like, that's ridiculous.
So we spent all these last couple of days learning all about hands-only CPR. And we learned about.
What's a song you can sing in your head while you literally put your hands on top of each other and just
press. Staying alive, staying alive.
And you press hard.
Or baby shark, doo 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 doo.
I know. Now, I don't know. You may fall down beside the person if someone's singing like this song. This is true. I might really start. If someone starts saying baby shark, I'm going to fall down. So it could give me also compressions now. So you just have to press hard, one hand over the other.
Yep.
You can't do it alive. Wrong.
No,
person's already gone.
Exactly.
You're literally call 911 and start pressing.
Yep.
And press hard right in the middle of the chest, right between the nipples.
Yep.
Press.
Yep.
And that's it.
We actually brought a dummy home to teach our kids.
That's not nice.
What?
Joe is a nice guy. He came here to teach our kids.
A blow up dummy.
Oh my God. don't. Let's just sing your song. I don't want you to share all these things.
Our kids how to do CPR.
Yep.
So.
But he's just sitting there on the table inflated. Completely useless. He doesn't teach them anything. He just lays there with his mouth open.
You have to go bugger. Teach them. You I said have he's going to teach them. Oh, my God. Okay. We're going to take this home.
We are home. This is our basement.
Okay, we're going to
They leave. Can tell from my thing. This is not a professional studio.
It
they
is
can
very
still
professional.
See. Now, what's that?
Us.
Why is there hardware
stop
in the back?
Stop calling us out. There's, everywhere else look, that they're looking looks really broken. Cool. Just stop calling us out.
She even moved my seating now so the color of the paint is the same.
Exactly.
But if you look here, look. Look at all this. Look at what's happening in the back.
Oh, my God.
Look at the paint job up there.
I'm
going to
take us
bro.
Home with this song from Waitress by Sarah Bareilles. It's not simple to say that most days I don't recognize me, that these shoes and this apron, this place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know that I'm not anything that I used to be, although it's true, I was never attention sweet centered. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely. Most of the time, she is all of this wrapped up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine.
Wow, that was too good. Too good, too good.
Have a great week.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.